Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 11 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the fabulous Primo Hoagies right here in Woolwich, New Jersey. We're a Beasley Media Group station. So you get my point, right? Like, you know, it's more than we could just, the layman like us, we could say, well, what do you mean? You're getting paid handsomely. That should be motivation enough. But you know that there's got to be something that is like in your soul that makes you want to compete. Money, no money. That makes you want to play every night. There's something there. It's bizarre.
I wonder if somebody from the Sixers hears what he says last night. And then sits him down and says, all right, listen, you can go have fun. But then they talk about what he can't do. Like, I mean, he was dropping the P word toward Carl Anthony Towns on Twitter. Like, all right, that was a little too much there, Joe. So maybe don't go on Twitter after a game, but go ahead and have some fun during the game.
He says he's childish. And as bright as he is, as incredibly intelligent he is, he is immature. I mean, that's an immature way to say. Like, you don't think, listen, Elton Brand is one of the smartest, you know, most professional, and was a great athlete, right? He was a great player, won championship. Like, you know, the guy just did everything right, and the guy is a brilliant guy. Trust me, he's a sharp, sharp man. Why do you think Al Horford's here?
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's not like Elton could sit him down and go, Joe, I didn't mean it like that. I need you to play. You got to have many, many different voices in his head. And that is one of the reasons why I think it's a stroke of brilliance. Because they got to win with Embiid. They can win a title if he is engaged. He's that good. Aaron in West Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Aaron.
What's up, cuz? Welcome
What's
back,
up, baby?
Andrew. We talked about this before, Ant, and I told you, and I believe this, that he was told to calm down on, social media and the stuff that he says and all this type of stuff. Because at the beginning of the season, he was on the podcast with somebody and said, I'm going to change, and I talked to you about this. And I told you, and I believe it was going to affect this game. He's motivated by that. You talk about motivation. He's motivated by that. Talking trash on social media, then backing it up. Then after the game, talking trash to you again and backing it up. All right, when I see you again, I'm going to kick your butt again. But what happened was the Carl Anthony Towns thing happened. When the Carl Anthony Towns thing happened, I think they went over. They just stopped doing that. You have to stop. And that changed his whole mindset. I'm telling you, it changed his whole mindset. Now he doesn't do none of that. And it's showing on it. He said it in the interview yesterday. He said it. I'm not having fun. I'm not doing what I want to do. I want to become more mature. He equates that with being mature. I've seen Isaiah Thomas scream and yell at people when he was 34 years old, talking about winning, and up in your face. So was he not mature? No, that's how he fights to win. And we can't understand that through social media.
Well, but Aaron,
you got to listen to me, brother.
Who's coming? Time out.
Okay, go ahead.
Who cares ahead, about? Like, you ever hear me once say reference social media other than laugh at it? Who cares? I don't care what he does. I just want.
Cares.
They don't care. Trust me. They don't. Trust me. Now they don't want him going over the line. All right, like crazy over the line. But they don't care. Trust me. No. They don't care. Trust me. They want him to go get 26-13.
I understand that.
They do. Trust me. Elton Brand does not care about nonsense.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Why doesn't he do it anymore then?
I don't know. Because is he spiting? Is he because they went, yo, dude, tone it down a little bit. Can't get no fight, right? So does he take that and does he extrapolate that, oh, well, they're telling me I can't do this. And they didn't say that. They just said, don't get into a fight and don't act a fool. Like, there's a line. Like, you should know the line. You're 25 years old. Understand where the line is.
See, that's where I think he's confused at. And Elton Brand has to go down there and talk to him about it.
He has.
Because Elton's he's not, confused
do
with
you
that.
Think Elton Brand, who is a bright a player, who is a player in a league, who knows Joe, I mean, you know, you don't think Elton's done that?
I think he has to do it now after that interview. He better go do it again then.
Oh, right.
I think he has to go do
again,
it again.
He, you know, it's a constant battle, right? It's a constant, like, all right, man, you know. It really is. And think about it, right? So it's like raising a child in a lot of ways. He said childish. Sometimes you're emotionally immature, and part of it's spite, and part of that's what an emotional immature person does, right? Come down, you don't want me to do this, so why? I'm not gonna have any fun,
right? And he's acting like that, and they know he's acting like that because he's so used to doing whatever he wanted to do for years. Right. He was used to doing what he wanted to do, and then when you just shut somebody off, all kids get mad when you just shut them off, and you know that,
right? Right,
you let them do something, you let them keep on doing something, then all of a sudden you say stop. They're going to get mad at that.
Right.
Because you kept on letting me do it. So now that they tell them, calm down and stop.
Here's the thing. Yeah, exactly. Aaron, it's a great conversation, man. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. It really is. And so coming up, Jake's going to say, well, how come MB gets a pass? Well, he's not getting a pass. This is why we're talking about it, right? There's no pass that's here. What are you going to do? You can't suspend guys. Like, you do have to realize that you're in a spot, man. It's a players' league. They got all the power. They got people, buffers, Senator. They got buffers all around them. People all around them, handlers. This isn't the team has control of the situation. If they want, for instance, the team wants player A to be part of a charity thing, then you got to go to his people. You got to go and say, well, can you do it? And then they come back with something. It's not like you think. It's a complete players' league. The organization does not have any hammer. 610-632-0975. All right, here's the deal. Carlos wants to say, was the Eagles win legitimate? Chris is going to talk about Carson. Is he back to form? Vinny wants to talk about the Eagles and the injuries. Troy and Bede. John, Sixers and Eagles. Jake and Bede getting a pass, which will be interesting. Lots to do. We're live at Primo Hoagie's right here, Woolwich. I'm Cuz, and let's talk about the pajamas. This is for you, Chunis. The pajamagram, you know that?
Oh, yeah. I was always interested in this.
Now that you have a woman, I know you had one. I know you guys live together. But listen, you can make shopping real easy for the lady in your life. You can get her soft, silky nudies sleepwear exclusively at pajamagram.com. The next best thing to wear, nothing at all, sensuous and smooth nudies pajamas feel like her own bare skin. Here you go, Chunis.
All right.
Yeah, I need Bernie to read the commercial. She's going to love the way they feel, and you will, too. The texture and touch of nudies pajamas is so seductive. You got to plan on getting a workout, Bernie. Nudie's backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. Remember what I said, this is the easiest gift purchasing experience ever. Every pajamagram includes free gift wrapping, delivery by Christmas guaranteed. Go to pajamagram.com right now. Gift her with Nudie's pajamas.
That's pajamagram.com. I'm happy.
Tell me, Anthony sent you.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 11:20. Live from Primo Hoagie's Woolwich. Come on by, make sure. And I want you to, we're going to have some Creole gift cards. You can spin the wheel and hang out. But everybody sit tight because I want to talk a little birds. And we're going to do so with Jeff McClain, our man from the Inquirer, Inquirer.com, who does a great job with this team. All right, Jeff, injuries, my brother. What do we got? Let's go through it. Alshon, Lane, what are you hearing?
Yeah, you know, Alshon's pretty much done for the season. They're just trying to figure out exactly what his injury is.
Is it Achilles?
I don't know for certain yet. I believe it could be.
Typically
with an Achilles, you know right away. So that's why I'm thinking maybe it's something like a Liz Frank. We've seen before right. The Eagles have done additional tests on that injury because it's a little more complicated. Nevertheless, Alshon won't see him anymore this year, that is.
Beyond well, he that, should never be back. I mean, seriously, he's got, if all people needs to go, it's that guy. I mean, if Monday night wasn't case in point.
Yeah, as we said before, you know, that contract is now guaranteed for 2020. I have to read the fine print to understand if they, you know, if it's guaranteed for injury only, and whether the Eagles can kind of save a little money if they were to release him. But yeah, I mean, you know, Alshon, I will say this, you know, the Eagles only had three wide receivers, so Alshon was running every route. He's done that before, but there was one play he ran a fly route, and you know, I think Carson got hit, and the ball floated out of bounds, and he raised his hand to tap out of the, you know, for the next play, and looked at the sideline and couldn't leave because they had a next play with 11 personnel, which meant that he had to stay in. So, you know, I'm not saying he injured himself because of the decision about having only three wide receivers, but again, probably not the best one considering that he'd also had other, you know, bumps and bruises that he was playing through. Now to get to Lane, he has a high ankle sprain. That's usually a 3 or 4 week injury, especially for guys who play skill positions that have to run around a lot. But he's pretty much ruled out for Sunday. And then if there's a showdown against the Cowboys the following week, we saw Lane do the same thing last year, sit out one game with the high ankle and come back the following week. So shoot it up, get out there and play. Lane's about as tough as they come on this roster. So
that
I
was scary because he was flopping around, man. I thought it was a lot worse.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've seen that. I mean, you've played sports. You've had injuries where, like, I mean, the pain is excruciating at the time.
Listen, I tore my Achilles, so I popped it.
Yeah. That being one thing. But, like, you know, an injury is like a sprained ankle. It hurts immensely, and then maybe 5 or 10 minutes later, not as bad. I think the concern there
that is initial that you're right, that initial fear, like, oh, my God, what did I just do, is there, too.
Yeah. So Jalen Mills has an elbow injury. Sounds like he's going to play. It's not good, but he's going to play through it. Jordan Howard, still a great, you know, not a great mystery. He's got the nerve thing in his shoulder, and that's just keeping him from participating at a point where he can take on contact. And we'll see whether there's an update today as to whether he's available for the following week.
Yeah, there's so much to talk about off that game.
Yeah, it's an interesting one.
I don't understand a lot of what they do. I mean, I tell you about a crisis of confidence in both the coach and GM. I just don't understand how in the world you go into it with three receivers. So, like, you're counting on Nelson Agholor? Like, I get you thought Perkins is your emergency guy, But that's not enough. I mean, that's just not good.
No, it's so it starts number one with the GM, because on Tuesday they released Matt Collins. And now look, everybody understood why they did that. He wasn't performing at a high level. But don't you think you would have waited to see if Nelson could have played the following week, especially the following game, especially if you were not considering signing a wide receiver off the practice squad?
He did the same thing with Scandrick when their cornerbacks were decimated. Like, I'm not telling you Scandrick was anything special, but why don't you wait a little bit?
Yeah, typically they do that, and I think it was a rash decision, and that's Howie's decision. Howie makes all the roster decisions, so it falls on him. And then the week goes along, and as you get closer to the game, you know, I understand that they thought maybe that Nelson was going to play, but we've seen this before. You get out there in game time, especially a rainy kind of cold game night. I wouldn't say cold, but a rainy night.
Right.
You know, the bones don't feel as good. And I'm sure that's probably, you know, how Nelson felt when he went out there. And I don't understand why you don't just cover yourself there. And of course, Alshon gets hurt early, and they had an assortment of other injuries. And then late in that final drive in overtime, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside had to tap out.
Yeah.
With an injury, and you're down to just Greg Ward. Somehow, though, they managed to get it done. But if they had lost, wow, man.
That's just an indictment. I mean, it's bad enough that they were taken to the brink by Eli Manning, who clearly, and you could see it, he was diving to the ground like a fighter who was paid off by the mob. I mean, the nearest eagle to him, like on that flea flicker play, you know, he's got Golden Tate wide open down the field if he actually just stands tall and takes a hit.
That was a touchdown, and the Eagles blew their coverage there. They were in their sixth coverage, Jim Schwartz's picket fence defense on third and long. And I think it was Omar Epps jumped the route, as did other guys, or at least, you know, thinking that was going to run play. And if Josh Sweat, you give credit to Josh Sweat, you know, he got into the backfield. You are right that he, you know, a lot of other quarterbacks, they just stood still or slid a little bit the other direction. They may have been able to unload that pass, but certainly Eli Manning at this point in his career isn't going to kill you for a full 60 minutes, and that's what happened on Sunday.
Nah, I mean, it was amazing because he didn't want to play. I mean, it was unbelievable. Two busted coverages caught with got Slayton the touchdowns, but I don't know why you didn't pressure him the entire first half. Eli was waiting to take dives.
I was surprised because, again, Jim was playing his defense. He had the cornerbacks out on Ireland and, you know, was pressuring, sending blitzers and relying on his pass rush. And they didn't get home against has been all season a very suspect offensive line. Now, to their credit, they made the appropriate adjustments at the half, although I would have said, why weren't they going with cover two?
Yes!
Eli's always had problems against cover two. This has been a running theme over the course of his career. And, you know, I just understood. And we've seen this multiple times over the season. Now there have been times that, you know, certainly during that stretch, that month when the defense was playing well, Jim was sticking to his bread and butter and it was working. But all of a sudden, it just hasn't. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with the cornerback play. You just don't have guys that I think over a full 60 minutes you can leave out there on Ireland.
Yeah, against Manning, though, I mean, that's where you got to be different. You got to play press man because he's going to get rid of the ball, and you got to attack him. I mean, I think the game plan is pretty obvious. That's why I was disappointed at Schwartz's game plan. And we're talking to Jeff McClain on the Comcast Business Hotline, Inquirer.com, a fabulous Eagles beat writer. And the other thing, too, is why did Doug wait 13 weeks to put Boston Scott in the offense?
That's a good question. Now, Boston was a guy that the Eagles plucked off the practice squad from the Saints last year. That was a Joe Douglas move. And credit to them for getting him on the team and for keeping him. But, yeah, I mean, I think a little bit too much has been made of, you know, Greg Ward, perhaps, a nice little player, and probably should have been playing more than he had been playing. And the same, I think, applies to Boston Scott. Like, he's not going to end up being Darren Sproles. But that being said,
he clearly has a burst that the Eagles have been lacking. And I can't imagine why, you know, you would think, oh, Jay Ajayi is going to be the solution, a guy who's got a bad knee, and we've seen it since he's been back. When you have a guy on the roster already that can be that compliment when Jordan Howard is out.
Dude, I got to tell you, it annoys me. I'm not telling you that Boston Scott is Darren Sproles or going to be any other great Walter Payton. But the point is that after the Minnesota game, he had a couple touches at the end of the game, and I told Andrew, our producer, I go, dude, I want to see mix him in a little bit in that role of Sproles. Like, why does he you wait until now to do that? Like, that's crazy. I question what they see, what they look at when it comes to players and personnel.
Yeah. Now, they did give him some, you know, they put him in a returner role, and he did have some touches in the Bills game. He scored a touchdown. And then, of course, there were a couple botched returns, and maybe that scared him a little bit in terms of giving him more playing time. But I kind of said this for a while. You know, I thought he was more of just an offensive guy than a special teams guy.
Yes.
And again, that's where I think you have to question what they're looking at. But also, you have to understand what's going on with the roster. It's they're playing draft picks ahead of undrafted guys, and in a lot of circumstances. And I don't know if that necessarily applies here at the running back position, but it does at other positions. Matt Collins being the prime example of that. So it's a kind of a front office coaching thing, and you know, I think what we've seen this year, now Doug says there isn't a disconnect, but I think there's been a little bit too much of that, playing guys ahead of other guys just because they've been drafted or because they spent such and such money on that player.
Yeah, I think that's an issue. Hey, was Doug going to go for two at first there? Because they showed him on the screen that he held up two fingers to go for two.
I think he was, and then he explained it on Tuesday, but then he decided against it. Because we've seen previously in those circumstances, down two touchdowns, he'd go for two in that situation.
Yeah, which would have been a mistake, by the way, against the Giants.
Yeah, so maybe someone was in his ear and said, no.
So, all right, the good. Let's talk about the good. The good is Carson. And Carson was throwing. But the more important half.
And, yes, absolutely.
You know, and he brings you back two touchdown drives. The drive in overtime would have had another one if not for the missed field goal. I mean, and he was throwing dimes, and he's throwing dimes to Manny Moe and Scott. What's your takeaway with Carson, and is that a Carson we can expect going forward?
That's a good question. I mean, the first half he wasn't good, and a little bit of the first part of the third quarter. I think what was most impressive to me about Carson was when he, and this has to do with Doug and Groh. Get out of the way. I just feel like Carson, when they go tempo, I know those are, you know, you need to have success to kind of go tempo.
Yeah.
But give him more play, give him more ability to kind of just be Carson and play in a freewheeling style. Look, you can't always do that. You have to throw from the pocket. There's a bunch of times that's required, and Carson certainly can do that and did that against the Giants. But, you know, for Carson to come up huge down the stretch there, it was a dramatic win. He hasn't really had dramatic wins like that. And that has to be a part of every elite quarterback game. And I think Carson, in some ways, it's been circumstances that have prevented him from doing that. But the record wasn't positive. He was 2 out of 15 in terms of, you know, late game situations, had an opportunity to either lead the Eagles to a game winning or game time drive and came up short in 13 of those circumstances, 13 of those tries. But to me, you know, and I wrote this yesterday. Look, is this team good enough to, even if they make the playoffs, to make a run? I mean, anything's possible, but most likely no. There's so many roster holes. They have to do some overhauling this offseason. What's important now is Carson has to finish on an upswing, and we have to see whether Doug can get this right, because you can't have another offseason where it's like Carson's regressed or what, you know, an uncertain future about Carson. Can Carson? Doug get it done with Carson. Look, again, I think Carson has had a nice season. I think the critics have gone way over the top. He's had a few bad games. Is he playing as well as he should play, considering the contract, everything that we know about his abilities? No. But that being said, get him to a point where, and certainly if you make the playoffs, that allows him to play in that situation. Because again, if when he takes a snap on Sunday, this is the first time he's played this late in December in 3 years. 3 years. So all this is positive. Unfortunately, as you mentioned, he's got Manny Mo and Jack at wide receiver.
It's almost better for him. And it's almost better that there's that Jeffrey's nowhere to be found. And you know how I feel about Aguilar. So, you know, I think it's almost better in a way where they're, like, these are his guys.
Well, I mean, you know.
I don't know.
He got better, better after Alshon left. Now, look, I mean, Alshon's a good – he's their best receiver. You look what he did against the Dolphins.
Oh my God! Against that secondary, I can't laud him against that secondary.
No, I get that, but there's no one else in the team, the roster, who can do that at the wide receiver position.
Yeah, he's still a middle two. When around the league, he would be considered a middle of the road two.
I get that, and he's not lived up to the contract. He's not, and I don't think. You want to pay him that going forward, and all the other issues with Carson and him, we don't really know exactly some of them.
Right.
I've reported there's been some suspicious things that are going on, and we know about the anonymous quotes, et cetera.
Good word.
But just what's going on the field, there's never been chemistry between these two guys, and a lot of times what happens off the field transfers to what happens on the field. And Carson, I think, has gone way out of his comfort zone to appease Alshon and the receivers, and there's just a disconnect, and some of it falls on Carson. He doesn't throw that 50-50 ball very well, but that also goes back to the front office. Why are you acquiring people that can't get separation on their own? E.g.,
build a team around the quarterback and build an offense around the quarterback. You know, it's my two biggest beef with the coach and the general manager. They didn't understand who the quarterback is. I question whether or not they understand players, what fits, what kind of offense.
That is fair. And that's, you know, look, they felt like DeSean Jackson was going to solve that problem. And yes, in theory, and we saw in one game he did, but they didn't have, it's hard to have a backup plan for DeSean Jackson, but you had to take into account that this was a 32-year-old guy that had been injury prone over the last 5 or 6 years of his career. And, you know, considering the way he plays the game, if he gets some sort of muscle injury, it was going to hurt him. So, yes, that definitely falls on the GM and then, of course, the coaching staff and how they utilize those players.
Yeah. Listen, Jeff, it's going to be interesting because at least on the bright side, you got drama, and it's all going to come down to a week from Sunday at home against the Cowboys. And, you know, far be it from me, though, like, I'm happy. At least you got some drama. It's something you want to at least have a game that matters.
Absolutely. Look, and again, as I mentioned, I think more than anything, the most important thing is having Carson play under these types of pressure situations late in the season where the playoffs are on the line.
Yeah.
If you make the playoffs, you have, again, he hasn't played in the playoffs yet. Despite all the success the Eagles have had the previous 2 years, Carson has yet to play in a playoff game. You want him to feel that environment. You want him to feel what it's like to play in the postseason. And because, again, this is going – anybody is expendable this offseason. Carson Wentz is not. He's back here for several more years and likely beyond that. Get him some experience in these situations and in the playoffs if you can.
I'm with you. Jeff, great stuff, brother. Always fun talking to you, man. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Here he is, Jeff McClain, Inquirer.com. Always a good conversation with Jeff. Vinny and Delco, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Vin.
Cuz, what's up, buddy? Tunis, congratulations on the nuptials, my friend.
Thank you.
Listen, man, Jeff McClain kind of answered a lot of my questions about the offense, but, I mean, I guess, tail of two halves on Monday night, right? And, I mean, in the first half, I was getting ready to go to the bridge, man. It was brutal.
Well, it was, but, you know, as ugly as it was, Wentz was phenomenal.
Oh, and Carson
it was Boston
good.
Scott, and it was Greg Ward. Don't call me Charlie Ward. And it was fun, you know, like at least, you know.
You got to hope. You got to hope for our sake that maybe Doug learned his lesson with the right tackle situation earlier when Lane was hurt, because I saw Vitae out of right tackle. And the left side of the offensive line on Monday night played atrocious. I don't remember Peters playing a game that bad in a long time. And I was done with Isaac Samalu 3 weeks ago. But my question is going forward is, what is Doug with? I'm with you with maybe the lack of confidence and the game plan from the coach. What is he going to be able to put together with what we're looking at left on the table here? I mean, Washington's terrible in every offensive category, but I don't have any confidence in Doug. You know what I mean? Nothing.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I got a crisis of confidence in the leadership here. Again, I like them a lot as men, and I appreciate what they've done. But there's a lot of mistakes that we've seen. And, again, I think they beat Washington. And, maybe Carson just pulls out a miracle. At this point, go ahead. Like, I want to see you freelance, man.
Yeah, you have to almost evaluate now with these last three games how you're going to go into next year. What are we going to do? Who are we going to get rid of? What contracts aren't we bringing back? Like you said, I think we've talked about it over and over again. The quarterback's got to get on some kind of a good footing in his own brain. And I think that was a huge stepping stone for him on Monday night, being able to lead that drive and come back.
He's a creature of confidence, right?
Totally. I mean,
you could see when he's confident, he's feeling good. Like, after the game, when he wins that game, he's smiling. He could have talked forever after that game. He was happy. And that's his confidence. When he's pressing it, that's where you see the worm burners, right?
I agree.
See him being erratic is when he's not confident.
And you said it earlier, too. He's better in that hurry-up where he can kind of control the flow of the game.
Yeah.
I think that kind of settles him down a little bit. So we'll see, man. But hopefully, fingers crossed, we can get the ship righted and go into Dallas with some confidence.
Man. Good stuff, buddy. Appreciate it. Go Birds. You got it. You feel me, Tunis?
I feel you. I mean, it's hard not to be pressing, right? With the players around, right?
Well, the way that offense had been, it is really difficult for them
for him to overcome that kind of stuff. But we'll see. I mean, again, you said it, and I give you all the credit in the world for saying it, and then Booger McFarland brought it up during the broadcast. You need to tailor an offense for Carson, and stop with this RPO crap that was tailored for Nick Foles, for a guy who's not even in the team anymore.
I know. Yeah. All right, we got lots to get to. It's Cuz Ready with Tunis. We're live at Primo Hoagies right here, Woolwich, New Jersey. You want to come on by? Great crowd here. 120 Center Square Road. We got Primo gift cards to give away. $2 off Primo size sandwiches. Just incredible stuff. And mind you, you know how I feel about Primos. And there's over 90 area locations. So, I used to go to the original on Rittner Street. And that is 90 across the Delaware Valley, and all the same quality. Make sure you come get yourself a Primo. It is the greatest, not just the hoagie, it's a Primo, like I say. Let's talk a little Golden Nugget Jewelers, shall we? Because the Golden Nugget Jewelers is our 4-for-4 jeweler. They are the official jeweler of the Phillies, of the Flyers, of the Eagles, and the Sixers. That's it. They're the official jewels. So, look, you got Christmas time coming up, and you're thinking, all right, what am I going to get? What can I possibly get my wife? I don't know. Get your girlfriend, your mom, whoever it is. You get Golden Nugget Jewelers, man. Golden Nugget Jewelers, they have all the diamond earrings, the diamond studs, you name it. They have all the best brands, to Corey Verraggio, Simon G., Michael M., Jeff Cooper. If it's your time to pop the question, go see them. Go see all the guys over there. They're going to take great care of you. Beautiful showroom right on the corner of 8th and Chestnut, right in the heart of Jewelers Row. I know it's a big time New Year's, the New Year's proposal. Make sure you go to Golden Nugget Jewelers, the corner of 8th and Chestnut, Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. All right, my brother, poll time. You've been so busy today between Sixers, Eagles. Lots of great conversation pieces today. What's our poll?
All right, so the poll, it's kind of a simple poll, but I'm actually very surprised by the tweets that are being responded to. So the question, Joel Embiid mentioned last night that he is not having as much fun and he's more dominant when he is having fun. So the question, do you wish Embiid was having fun again, even though it could risk a time suspension? Of course, the fight with Karl Anthony Towns. 92% say yes, they want him to have fun because he plays better than, as he just mentioned, and only 8% say I like the new Embiid. But the responses to the tweet are actually kind of surprising. People are not happy with Joel Embiid today after those comments.
Yeah, well, I get it. I get it. We had Jake, because Jake hung up. I wanted to talk to him because he said about him getting the pass. I don't think he's getting the pass. Here's the thing. We think we can tough love guys, right? You can't. Like, it's a different era, man. You really can't. You don't have the hammer. It's a player's league.
Yeah, it is a player's league, and that's why you see super teams formed at times, right? Like Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, they were talking to each other before they went to the Clippers. Like, you know that. But some of the responses, this one guy, Tiago, responds, I wish Embiid took ownership of his preparation and play and didn't deflect it onto others. So I'm guessing he thinks somebody spoke to Embiid as well and said, hey, you need to tone it down a little bit.
Listen, everybody's right. Like, when they say that, but that's not going to solve the solution. That's not the solution. That's not going to solve the problem. That's all right. Tiago's right. Jake's right. Like, he needs to get ripped, and he needs to... But he's not. But that's not going to make him bring it every night. That's not going to reach him. So it's all well and good to be, you know, to swing a hammer, but the hammer is useless on him because that's not going to work. Poll brought to you by Marvin E. Cairns Heating, Air Conditioning, and Duct Cleaning. Who can keep your wife warm this winter? Cairns can, with emergency HVAC repair service available 7 days a week. Special financing on a new Trane heating and cooling system. If you need one, visit MarvinECairns.com today. You know what I'm saying? I mean, listen, I agree with everybody. But that's not going to work. You got to figure out what works with them. If that means he wants to go act the fool, social media, and talk junk, go ahead. I don't care. I mean... Just don't cross the wide line, you know? Like, it's like hockey. Like, I'll get rid of the blue line, right? I'll get rid of the red line, but when it just don't like the puck.
Right.
You know?
I mean, there's one response.
You got Flyers that Lance tonight, by the way.
This is from Snoop on Twitter. Not Snoop Dogg, just Snoop, yes. 3023. He says, he needs to stop whining and just be dominant. You're the best big man in the league. And I think that's the hardest part, right? Like, he notices it. I notice it. You notice it. Charles and Shaq, they notice it. We all know that this guy should be or can be the best big man in the entire league. And then it just seems like there's nights where he's disinterested.
Right. So... Okay, we know that. I think we've all identified the issue. We've identified the problem. But now it comes down to the solution. You know, the solution. What is the solution? You know, Al Horford's here for a reason. Not just the fact that he came from Boston and he's a true pro and he helps them. And he helps them with bully ball. He's there to also be around Embiid.
Yeah, to help him out, help him grow, help him mature. But there's a, like you mentioned, the lines. There's a line between being mature and then seeming disinterested. And there's also a line of having fun and being, you know, at times a J.O., right? Like, let's face it, we love Joel Embiid because he's ours. We would probably hate him if he was somebody somewhere else.
Well, who cares? Yeah, right. It's a moot point. Yeah. All I know is he is a dominant talent. And he's got to somehow... Somebody's got to reach him and unleash that on every night. You know, I don't know. I don't know if it's Cam. Like, he's got to deal with himself, but obviously, you watch him. He's really intelligent and he's really smart. So he also knows how to play the game. So he says, I know I'm childish, right? So And the response to that is, all right, well, if you know you're childish, don't be childish, right? Grow up and play the game. But his response is then, well, I'm childish, but that's what draws the best out of me. And you're taking it away from me. So, nah. I'm not going to dominate.
I'm not going to be dominant. Yeah. He said, I'm dominant when I'm having fun.
Right.
Right.
So you go.
All right, then go have fun.
And that's why I went on that whole spiel about what can reach him to unlock that. Certain guys, it's a competitive spirit. I brought up Jordan and Bird and those dudes. Like, those dudes just wanted to take your soul, right? But nowadays, like, you look at Westbrook and Harden, they're stat guys. Like, they play every night because they want to have historic stats.
Harden wants 60 a night.
Right? Giannis has a competitive spirit. But, like, it's the night in, night out. For some reason, there are certain guys in the league that they don't do it. You know, Doncic is a guy that does it because maybe he's a foreign player, right? And all he knows, he was playing against men, and he's just looking like, I'm balling. He's playing against men in Europe, and he comes over here, and he's just like, all right, I'm balling. But I don't know. There's a lot of possibilities, but I don't know the direct answer. They don't know. They're trying to figure out. Do you think Brett Brown it probably keeps him up at night every night?
Yeah, probably.
Like, all right, I need my guy. I can't lose my guy. I got to be delicate because being hard on him, you lose him. He'll check out on you. If you come down with the hammer on him, he'll check out guaranteed.
And maybe they did come down with a hammer on him so after the suspension.
You can't have him check out on you. You need him to win. You can win a title with him.
Yes.
You can. But if you come down with the hammer, he checks out, you know, where you at? So you're beholden to him, which gives him the power.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.